Her master interpreted the stars and wrote his constructs in the foreigner's language. Though he had been born an Illidiman, the Usians had acknowledged his gifts and afforded him prestige. Prestige, not freedom. No Illidiman, Avni figured, would ever live free again. Master Sackett pretended to be free like a lord. He barked orders at Avni and her older brother, demanding more wine, more ink. When she would set food and drink on his desk, she hovered as long as he allowed, trying to read what he wrote. Though she understood Usian words aloud, the pitch scratches upon the vellum appeared as meaningful as lines left in dirt by ants. Back when he had been simply Sackett, he would share his interpretations with the village every full moon. If one knew within what moon she had been born, she could hear, through Sackett, what the stars said about her future. Avni had never been such a person. She knew not what day her life had begun. She ground burned bones for his ink. The smell of rock against charred fragments of ribs and vertebrae reminded Avni of the mine in the mountain. She wondered if her dad still swung his axe, or if he too had died in last week's collapse. Not that it mattered. She had grieved the death of her father 100 times over. In any way it mattered, she lived as a parentless child, neither daughter nor girl, only slave.